Welcome to Season 2 of Roots Rearview. My name is Clint Holly, and I will be your host. Roots Rearview is produced in conjunction with Roots of American Music and the Ohio Arts Council. 2020 was shaping up to be an exciting year for Roots of American Music. We were continuing our mission to bring education and performances to the audiences and underserved people of Northeast Ohio and beyond. In March of 2020, that all came to a screeching halt when the coronavirus invaded the entire world and brought life as we know it to an end. The Ohio Arts Council had given Roots of American Music a grant to produce a program called Garage Band Garage Sale, where we combine live performances with an in-person market of donated items and instruments to allow Roots of American Music to fundraise in order to continue their mission. The coronavirus brought all of that to an end. And through many conversations with Kevin Richards at Roots of American Music, we decided the best thing to do was to tell the story of the musicians who have been impacted by this terrible event. So this season of Roots Rearview is called The Pandemic Tapes. And the premise is to talk to musicians during lockdown and see how they're handling this. The loss of income, the loss of gigs, the uncertainty of the future, and what you do with your creativity when you can't go out in public and express yourself.
I'm Charlie Mossbrook. I've been playing folk music throughout Cleveland and more throughout the United States for a little over 30 years. I began as an open mic host in the old Coventry Arabica, and then I also ran around the country when I was younger doing some street performing, like in the Chicago subways and on State Street in Madison were my two main places. And I wandered through some other cities here and there, but those were the two main things. I had a couple bands along the way, but really was always focused on being a songwriter and doing the solo singer-songwriter gig.
Charlie Mossbrook is no stranger to many musicians and or fans in the Cleveland area. He's run successful open mics all over the city of Cleveland for many years. He's experimented with online open mics, and he's a board member and active participant in things like Folk Alliance and FolkNet. Let's start this story with Charlie talking about the beginning of the year, his trip to Folk Alliance, and how things have kind of progressed from that point.
I tend to go to Folk Alliance International in February, which we did in January. Which turns out was probably a good idea to go in January because it was in New Orleans this year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I think by February, New Orleans was pretty swamped with infections.
Right.
So I think the Folk Alliance community kind of lucked out there, though. I think there's an awful lot of traveling singer-songwriters who are getting infected just because of the nature of their job. I tend to travel by train. That's my preferred way of traveling. You know, being disabled, it's much more comfortable. You really get to see the country.
Right.
Practice on board. Amtrak, of course, you know, like every other business in the world, has sent out emails telling us how much they love us, and they're going to take great measures to make sure we're safe. And I think they're basically running on as minimal a schedule as they possibly can right now. So
right.
I don't really see any, and I'm not going to jump on a mega bus and definitely not on an airplane anytime soon.
As travel opportunities and gig opportunities dry up for musicians, one of the first questions that comes to mind, is there any short-term assistance that's available to help pay the daily bills? Let's listen to Charlie's perspective on that right now. Now, have you yet investigated any kind of the government relief?
Well, I'm disabled. And so part of my income, it does come from Social Security. I get a little bit of disability. It's not very much. It's not enough for anybody to survive off of, it's really not enough for anybody to survive off. So for me, the music income was a big supplement, and I've done a few of these streaming shows. So I've got a little pad that I'm a little more comfortable with than where I was at the end of February, which was,
right,
you know, waiting for March to come around and all of a sudden gigs would start showing up and there was nothing.
Right.
And then there was really nothing. And even the little bit I had was gone. Right now, I think the main thing we're trying to do here is take care of each other in the house.
Right.
Try to provide a little music online for people to keep people's spirits up. And we're watching just about every penny we have because we just don't really know. You know, it's just so much uncertainty.
What do you think the fallout is going to be for local venues, not only here in Cleveland, but, you know, across the country? And how do you think this is going to shake out for them?
I think it's going to be devastating. I mean, for Folknet, we do our concert series on a grant, and that's through the Cuyahoga Arts and Culture grant. And so I think we're kind of safe there, and we're going to use some of that grant money for a big concert of local performers to help them get started back up once we can all start meeting in public again.
You've already heard Charlie talk a little bit about live streaming some concerts online. So I asked him a little bit more about the platforms that he used and how he got into that process.
At the beginning of the year, I was starting to focus on doing a program that I called Charlie's Open Mics. So it was sort of based on my experience of running open mics through the years. And I was building a YouTube channel. I was getting really into that. My friend Daryl Branch, who's been chronicling a lot of my work through video and photography, joined forces with me. And so we were doing not too different from what you're doing here. It was a performance and interview based show that we were producing in my apartment.
Right.
And I'm still trying to produce it. Unfortunately, I don't have the ability to have the live performances and interviews in my apartment. So it was a YouTube channel and I was really moving forward with that. So when this hit, I thought, okay, well, at least I kind of know how to do this.
Right.
You know, I understood lighting and trying to get the best audio quality,
right,
and things like that. So I was a little ahead of the game. I think Facebook Live and YouTube are probably the two best bets. I haven't been very excited about using Zoom for audio quality. I guess a little too much of a snob on that end.
One of the goals of this podcast is to check in with musicians and to see what their creativity level is like during the lockdown. If they've written and recorded any songs during this time period, my goal is to capture the moment and play some of those songs for our audience. So let's let Charlie introduce his song and listen to it after he talks a little bit about it.
Well, the song is called Together Alone, which I don't know. I think I picked that line up off of a program on Hulu. I just thought the line "Together Alone." Wow, that's exactly where we're at. So that was the first line of the song, and I just sort of followed that that stream. And usually for me, a song will take, I'll get one good write out of the first 24 hours, and then it goes through a little editing process. But I just sort of, and in the editing, I realized that there was a nice chorus there, which was you and me quarantined with the whole human race. And for me, that just sort of describes where we're at in a nutshell. So I sort of built it around that and built it around the frustrations with certain government leaders.
Right.
And their sort of lack of effectiveness that in my perception.
Together alone, connected by phones, we gather around tablets and hide in our homes. We've all been ordered to shelter in place, you and me quarantined with the whole human race. The virus spread quickly through cruise ships and planes, and it's all just a hoax, our leader complains. And the warnings were silenced, the response was delayed. Now he urgently moves to reassign blame. And we've all been ordered to shelter in place, you and me quarantined with the whole human race. and we search for new leaders in an unlikely face. You and me quarantined with the whole human race. The president boasts of low gasoline prices, though it's not like we're burning much fuel. He keeps striking more matches, gaslighting the crisis. Can we all wash our hands of this fool? We've all been ordered to shelter in place. You and me quarantine with the whole human race. We search for new leaders in an unlikely face. You and me quarantine with the whole human race. And uncertainty haunts us in this darkest hour. Our economy's ruined, though we boast of its power. And I struggle to find light when it seems we are doomed. When a small purple flower emerges in bloom. And we've all been ordered to shelter in place. You and me quarantined with the whole human race. And we search for new leaders in an unlikely face. You and me quarantined with the whole human. You and me quarantined with the whole human race.
Now, do you have anything other creative juices flowing right now? Is this event has it spurred anything on for you to think about? Or do you have any plans to do any more recording while you're kind of cooped up? What's the next month look like for you?
Well, I'm definitely writing. I've got some more songs in the works. That gate has opened up. That's the way writing works for me. Is I'm not really a write every day person. I kind of built up and let it build up inside of me, and then all of a sudden there's this rush of energy. So that's happening right now. I've got new songs coming along. My wife is a teacher, and she is trying to figure out how to teach from home. So I've been helping her a lot with the technical side of that.
Right.
So with her trying to convert all, you know, create a learning environment here, I'm trying to think around, well, how can I get in there and really spend a lot of time recording? I tend to like to isolate myself when I record.
Right.
You know, either with the other artists that I'm working with. I know I was doing some work with Joe Roland Porter right before this all went down. And when I like to isolate myself to record, you know, I like that quiet, creative space where I'm not worried about anybody hearing my mistakes. It doesn't stop me from jumping on Facebook and doing those live
right
moments. And it'll be interesting. I think the creative output of this period could be really incredible, and I'm hoping that at the very least we're going to see an outpouring of creativity.
I'd like to thank Charlie Mossbrook for calling in and talking about this time of his life and his process and what's going on with him creatively during this pandemic and the lockdown that we're all going through. So if you'd like to find out more about Charlie's music, go to www.charliemossbrook.com or find him on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to episode 1 of the Pandemic Tapes with Charlie Mossbrook. I'm Clint Holly, your host. This episode was produced in conjunction with the Ohio Arts Council and Roots of American Music. If you would like to support Roots of American Music, please go to their website, www.rootsofamericanmusic.org, and look for the GarageBand Garage Sale link. There's some items for sale there, or if you'd just like to make a donation, please help Rome continue its mission. Until next time, thanks a lot, and we'll see you down the road.
Hi, I'm Emma.
And I'm Joe.
And we're the professional book nerds. Two Mondays a month, we interview authors and talk about their upcoming books, what drives them, and their go-to order at the cafe.
On Thursdays, we share recommendations and dive into topics readers face, like, how do I actually read the books on my to-be-read list?
You can find the Professional Book Nerds podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn more about us? Our website is professionalbooknerds.com, and you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at ProBookNerds.
We hope you'll come and listen, and as always,
happy reading!